1. Begin transmission.
Guten Morgen, meine Kinder. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, a very dubious committee. And what are we doing today? We're watching Tony Alva punch the official who tries to disqualify Stacy Peralta. And now Skip Engblom's going to get into a fight. What am I doing? I am watching The Lords of Dogtown. Yes, that's right. The Lords of Dogtown. This film is a very important historical document for me and my people. Oh, yeah, and I'm enjoying this a lot. I haven't seen this in a couple of years. It's pretty good. You gotta be old to appreciate it, though. And I guess that means I'm old, because I do appreciate this very much. I'm a huge Tony Alva fan. I have ridden Alva skateboards my entire life. And I still have one. It's right over there. I can see it from here. It's leaning up against the wall, and it is itching to be taken out. I'm not going to take it out today, though. Because, one, I'm very old. And, two, it's too hot. But I got this great secret skating spot not too far away. Over in Irvington. And I can't wait to hit it up again. I haven't been out there in a while. Because I'm too old. I fall down way too much these days. And when you're my age and you fall down, it tends to be painful. Ouchie. And this is the part where Skip Engblom comes up to Stacy Peralta and basically admits that he was wrong and says, "Hey, why don't you join my skateboarding team?" The Zephyr. The Zephyr skateboarding team. So funny. Oh, it's so funny. And Stacy gets the girl. The girl being Tony Alva's sister. Tony Alva's sister. Oh. This movie also kind of makes me want to go surfing. That is a ridiculous proposition in Omaha, Nebraska. We're at least 2,000 miles away from any ocean. And I've only ever surfed like once before in my life. And I had fun, but I was terrible. So that's always funny. And here it is. Stacy Peralta gets his Zephyr skateboarding t-shirt. Dun, dun, dun. How fun of a movie was this to make? God, I bet it was a blast. Written by Stacy Peralta, of course. Stacy Peralta, also one of my heroes, but I never rode any Powell and Peralta skateboards. Wait, no, I take that back. I used to ride mini fishes, and at one point in time, I broke my Alva and was between skateboards for a while. And somehow, I can't remember how it happened, but I acquired one of the new Tony Hawk mini fishes, a Powell and Peralta skateboard. How did I get that? Did somebody give it to me? I don't remember. But I rode that for a while before I got another Alva. I ended up giving that Hawk mini fish deck to a kid down the street. And there was this little kid that lived across the street and like two houses down. And, oh God, This kid thought that me and my friends were just the coolest guys on the planet, and so he was always this little kid who was always following us around and wanting to do stuff with us and stuff, and oh, he did not have the best home life. His older brother was a real, I guess I can say, ass. And so we sort of hung out with this kid and cut him some breaks. Oh, God. That was a happy day for him, the day he got his hands on that hawk minifish. That was cool. Every kid should have a good skateboard. Mm-hmm. Drinking some iced tea today. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what are you doing? What are you doing watching a movie? Shouldn't you be watching some football? Well, yeah, I should be watching some football. But there's no World Cup games until tomorrow. And the only football that's on today is MLS. There is an MLS game going on right now, but I'm not paying any attention to it. I should check, though. Is it DC United? I don't know. I still haven't seen Wayne Rooney play for DC United yet. And I intend to watch at least one game. Because, come on, it's Wayne Rooney. You know how much I love Wayne Rooney. And now he's in America. I wonder if he brought his kids and his wife. Hey, kids, you want to go to America? It'll be fun. Yeehaw! America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Yeah, so brave. Anyway. I did go to the store today. That was my big adventure. We had a decent thunderstorm last night. Decent in that it was loud and very exciting, but I don't know if it really rained all that much. It's very dry. It's still super humid. The upshot of which, it was only 82 degrees, so that was tolerable. So I went to the store, bought me some waffles. Some waffles and some Rice Krispies. Now I want to eat Rice Krispies. What am I doing today? I don't know. I do not know. Huh. Seems like I was supposed to do something else. I went to the store. Yeah, I'm probably good. Okay. And here we come to the part in the movie where they finally figure out that they can skate swimming pools. The big drought in California led to water rationing and all kinds of other water restrictions, and people were told, do not fill up your swimming pools. So there were a lot of empty swimming pools. And what are empty swimming pools good for? That's right, skateboarding. And so now they're noticing that, oh look, this family's going on vacation for the summer, and they have an empty swimming pool in their backyard. What are they going to do? Here come all our skater punks getting out of the car, sneaking around the house. And here's where the big reveal. They see the pool and they wig out. Look at this beautiful, beautiful pool. Oh. This is making me Jones. Hey, Tobe, are you Jonesin'? Yes, I am Jonesin'. Oh, look at that beauty. This is a really nice pool. Well, nice in the sense that it's really good for skateboarding. I do love to skate pools. Or at least I should say, I used to love skating pools. I have not done it in a long time. But the funny thing is like all of my favorite pools are right in this neighborhood that I live in now. When I was a kid, Oh, we went around looking for pools all the time. And we noticed a few things. Our city's municipal pools were based on two basic plans. The ones that we called the steep sides and the ones that we called the shallow sides. And one of my favorite steep-sided pools is Lee Valley. It's not even a mile away. We used to crush it. Oh, so fun. And there's a couple of apartment complex pools around here, too. Tudor Heights, not even a mile away. That was always a fun one. Yeah, my friends and I, we would, on a weekend night or in the summer on some night, we would all jump in our friend's van. We'd go driving around, wait for it to get late at night, you know, wait for pools to close. Then at about 11 o'clock at night, we'd start jumping fences. Shred, 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 shred. That was always really fun. Oh, yeah. And here we have the pool skating montage. They're just looking for pools, running around in people's neighborhoods, jumping into their backyards, hitting the pools until somebody yells at them, "Hey, get the hell out of there!" Swimming pools. So fun. The first time I ever skated a swimming pool, I was... how old was I? 10 years old? And it was the beginning of summer. And the neighborhood pool, Brook Hill, right down the street, half a block away from my house, was being prepared for the season. And my neighbor's dad, he was helping work on the pool. Just getting it ready and stuff. And so his son, my friend, and a couple of other kids went down there with our skateboards, and we got to skate in the pool while they were working on it, because they were going to, you know, repaint it anyway. And yeah, so that was really before I was the greatest skateboarder ever. Oh. Pool days. Good tea. And now here's our heroes being chased out of a swimming pool by the owner. And who's that guy playing the owner? Is that a famous skateboarder doing a cameo appearance in the movie? You'll have to watch the credits to find out. Oh, I want to skate pools right now. Oi. Here's a nice run by Tony Alva. Oh, nice grind off that coping. Very sweet. And now the Bettys show up. Random Bettys just checking out the scene. Skate Bettys. I laugh. Oh, yeah, can you tell I'm humored? I'm very humored. But I should not be watching this. This just makes me want to go out and skateboard. And if I know if I go out and skateboard, I will get hurt. I will mess up my knee, because my knee is barely better. I should not be doing anything risky. And here come the cops. Lots of sirens. The lookout kid on the roof says, "Hey, it's the pigs." And so now everybody has to escape. And here comes the cops. Let's run away from the cops. La la da dee da dee da. La 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 loo loo. Running away from cops. One of the funnest things to do when you're a high school kid. Cops are fun. But the truth is, I didn't spend all that much time running away from cops as a kid. Really, I spent more time running away from security guards, rent-a-cops. There was this one parking garage in Midtown Omaha that we used to like to skate in, go there at night, and it was fun. And it was good for, you know, like rainy nights, because it was covered, stayed dry, and it was weird, because they were doing some construction in it forever. There was always, like, these piles of bricks up against this one wall, and this big sign, it must have been 5 feet by 10 feet, call it, you know, what's that in metric? 170 centimeters by, you know, like 3 meters. And we would take this sign and we would prop it up against these piles of bricks that were up against this wall to create a ramp. And we'd be in there skating that ramp and stuff until eventually the security guys would show up. It wasn't part of the medical center. It was for the doctor's buildings that were sort of next to and related to the medical center. And the security guards would show up and we'd just fly. Those were the days. Actually, these are the days. I'm having more fun now, but the weird thing is I'm not getting in as much skateboarding as I probably should. I am old. I am old and I need to just get over it. I need to come to grips with the fact that I am a senior citizen. Senior citizens don't ride skateboards. Oh, and here they are, demolding a nice fiberglass board. Look at that funky little thing. 70s style. Yeah, daddy. It's a good time. So anywho, what else is going on? Not a whole heck of a lot. And here's a fun scene. This always makes me laugh. They're in the back room at the Zephyr Surf Shop, building skateboards, shaping skateboards and or surfboards and stuff, and these guys are just drinking beer and screwing around. It's funny. Nice job. Nice lifestyle. It cracks me up. Oy. What's up with my hip? I did something with my hip. Yeah. Anywho. The other good thing that happened to me yesterday was I got to go to Abelardo's. Yes, I did. Yum, yum, yum. And I ate 3 tacos. And I had a piña agua fresca. It was delicious. I went there with my dad, who's doing pretty good. He's walking a little bit better, sitting down a little bit better. So I guess the physical therapy is doing him some good. So that's good news. And I should not be watching a skateboarding movie, because I'm just going to go out and hurt myself. And then I'll be the one in physical therapy. And I don't want to be in physical therapy. No, I don't. So anywho, where's my cat? I have no idea where Pippa is. Good tea. Pippa was out here this morning. I got up and I was doing my computer stuff. And then she was outside the door giving me the yang, 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 yang. So that's what she was doing. She's just yang, 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 just like that. I had to come out here. We had to do kitty stuff for half an hour. And then I went to the store. More Jimi Hendrix in the soundtrack. I had fun at the store, but I did not see Haley. I kind of think Haley doesn't work there anymore. I haven't seen her in a long time. I suppose she could be on vacation. But I don't know. So yeah, I'm kind of having a boring day, except for watching the movie. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I think today's going to be an off day for me. Today is definitely going to be sit down and relax day. Although if it stays cool, it's kind of humid, but I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Herrenhaven at dusk. See if I can spot some dudes. I don't know. I don't know. What am I doing? And there's there's my favorite line in the whole movie. I am Alva! And there's Tony Alva signing a girl's ass. I've always appreciated that guy. Cracks me up. Hey, you know what? It just occurred to me. Do I have any money? Do I have any cash dollars? What time is it? Do I still have time? Will I have time? Maybe not. Maybe tomorrow. You know what I was thinking? I still have this craving for pizza. I want pizza so badly. I haven't had any pizza in a while. And I was kind of thinking, maybe I'll go over to Mangia Italiana. Mangia Italiana is this funny little Italian restaurant that looks like it was like it's in a house over in Irvington, in downtown Irvington. Irvington is this funny unincorporated town over on the northwest sort of edge of Omaha. Well, Omaha has actually sort of grown around it a little bit. And so maybe it's technically considered a neighborhood of Omaha, but they have their own volunteer fire department. So it's kind of its own. Irvington is a funny little place. And there's this little downtown area that's, you know, half a block long. And there's not much stuff in Irvington except two of my favorite things. this restaurant, Mangia Italiana, and Randy's CB Radio Shop. Randy's CB Radio is awesome, but we're not here to talk about that today. Maybe we should go there. Maybe we could have a field trip. But yeah, Mangia Italiana, it's this funny little Italian restaurant that's pretty good. It's not bad. And they also do pizza. They do some pretty decent pizza. It's not really like New York style. It's not Chicago style pizza. It's just sort of, I don't want to say generic pizza because it's actually pretty good. I like the sauce. They have good sauce. And, you know, the fundamentals of good pizza is, of course, good sauce. You got to have the sauce. Sauce. Yeah, so they make pretty good pizza, and during certain times of day, they sell it by the slice. You can't go in and order a slice, but, you know, they make some pizzas, and you can buy slices, and they usually have something I like, because I like pizza in general. It's so yummy. I was thinking about going over there and getting a slice. A yummy, yummy slice. Huh. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Other good pizza places include, but are not limited to, Frank's. Frank's is delicious. You can also get slices there. You can order slices there. Anything you want, but they only do it up until, like, I think 2 o'clock in the afternoon. As opposed to Zio's, the other good pizza place, which isn't quite as good as it used to be back in the day. But yeah, at any time of day or night, you can walk in there and order slices. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. That's what I want. I want pizza. I want pizza. Yeah, maybe I'll get some pizza tomorrow. Or maybe I should find some people who want to go to Frank's. Oh, yes. Yummy Frank's Pizza. We have done dubious goals committee shows from Frank's Pizza before. It's kind of been a while. Maybe we need to do another one. I don't know. Oh, and as I sit here and watch the movie, I'm laughing because I forgot Sofia Vergara was in it. She plays Gino's boyfriend. Cracks me up. Okay. No, we're not going skating today, no matter how much I want to. There will be no skateboarding. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should just concentrate on drinking tea. So delicious. Yummy. I need to be a professional tea drinker. Is that a job? Is that a profession? Do people get paid to drink tea? Well, tea blenders sort of get paid to drink tea. They really are paid to taste tea. And I don't really have any interest in tasting or blending tea. No, I take that back. Being a tea blender might be kind of okay. But unfortunately, that job really just consists of, you know, trying to make the same product year after year after year. I'd be wanting to invent new blends of tea. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But no. My real love of tea focuses on drinking it. So I need to find somebody who will pay me $100,000 every year to sit around and drink tea. I might even be willing to review tea, or at least make comments on tea. Because I do enjoy tea. It's delicious. I love tea. I love tea. I'm pretty obsessed with it. La-di-da-di-da-da. What you gonna do? I don't know. Am I a madman? That possibility exists. And now I'm out of tea. I need to get more. Oh, I guess I can wait until I'm done with this. I do love tea. And this show is coming to an end. I've still got a minute to kill. But my mind has gone totally blank. Why is that? Is it because I ran out of tea? Am I tea powered? Is my brain a potato clock that actually runs on tea? Oh, how good is tea as an electrolyte? Can I, run a clock on tea? Maybe. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. We're not going to find out today because I'm out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Tobe is Rambling About Absolutely Nothing Significant Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. All right. Time for more tea and time for more logs of Lords of Dogtown. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.